Jacksonville is seeing a boom in new entertainment venues. As Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis tells us, that is a sign of a healthy economy. That's this week's Business Brief. Karen, there are so many new choices coming to Jacksonville.
And some of these we just haven't seen before. For example, Smash. And this is a local ping pong hall. And it'll be in Bay Meadows. It'll have 12 tables as well as two bars and a restaurant. So this is totally focused on table tennis. You have Surge. That's an adventure park that's coming into Regency Court in Regency, and that's going to have trampolines, dodgeball, foam pits, rock climbing walls, and that sort of thing. And that's next to the Family Fun Zone, which is going to open, and that'll cater more perhaps to families and young people, as will Surge. But it's all working together. Also at Regency Court, there is another sign on the wall for axe throwing.
Okay, what is this?
Axe throwing, actually, this does take place around the country. And you go in, and it's labeled as team building or family fun. You go with your friends, and you throw axes. It's an hour and a half, and they train you how to throw the axe at a board on the wall with a target on it. And then at the end of the hour or so, you have a competition to see who can hit the target the closest. You have iFly, of course, which everybody knows about, the indoor skydiving facility. And that's next to Topgolf, which has been doing very well. And that's, of course, new to Jacksonville.
And when is iFly opening?
iFly should be opening this fall, from what we understand. The escape rooms. Yeah. Those are very popular. There are a lot of escape rooms in Jacksonville. It's where you go in and you're with your team and you have to figure out how to escape from this room, and it's themed.
Yes. So, a few of us at WJCT did go to an escape room and we were like 5 seconds over the limit. We didn't make it out in time.
Oh.
But it was a lot of fun.
Another is everybody sees the wine and painting locations where you can take your group there and paint a canvas and drink wine and eat snacks. And that's just a few of them that are coming to town.
I just saw on Blanding Boulevard, there's a new bowling alley opening up called Phoenix. That is also a bar, a night spot as well.
Yes, there are bowling alleys opening around the city as well.
People are investing in opening entertainment.
Yes, these are not inexpensive facilities to open a lot of times. If you have a great deal of build out, a great deal of equipment, and a great deal of labor costs, because a lot of these are going to require a lot of people to be hired to staff these. So it is an investment, and that has the economic ripple effect as well.
Is this something that we see in good economic times, that there tend to be these surges of entertainment type facilities?
When I look back at the recession, which was 10 years ago, as a matter of fact, you didn't have a lot of this sort of development taking place. In fact, a lot of the entertainment facilities really saw a drop-off because of the costs involved. People didn't have the money to go out and spend on having fun. And this has changed. And this time they do.
So whatever you're into, throwing axes, painting, bowling, whatever it is, there's something for everybody.
There seems to be.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.